This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 14th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Biden administration today placed steep tariff increases on a number of Chinese products, including hurdles on electric vehicle batteries. The list also includes computer chips and medical supplies. The list did not include restrictions on used cooking oil imports from China. John Bays of John Bays & Associates says the huge volumes of used cooking oil is displacing potential demand for domestic soybean oil.
You take, for example, on renewable diesel, they are allowing, giving credit, for example, to used cooking oil that are importing into the U.S., and they say it's got a lower carbon content than, say, soybean oil-based renewable diesel. What is not known is whether all that used cooking oil that's coming in to the U.S., primarily from China, is really used cooking oil, or whether it's just recycled palm oil that comes in from Southeast Asia into China and then re-exported as used cooking oil. If that's the case, palm oil is not eligible as a biofuel feedstock in the U.S., but used cooking oil is.
Bay says the imported oil could limit growth of the domestic oilseed industry.
If they find out that this is actually palm oil, then they're going to stop the stuff coming in from China. And that's good because that'll mean more demand for U.S. soybean oil. But if they don't, then it's going to undermine our crushing industry in the U.S. and keep those plants from being built.
Bays says growth of the U.S. oilseed processing industry would have an impact on the global oilseed market.
If we export maybe 700 million bushels less soybeans, which is possible if we don't expand our production, China and the rest of the world is going to go get the soybeans they want. They won't be able to get them from us necessarily. If that's the case, then they're going to look at alternate sources, and they may start bidding up Argentine beans to pull them away, which is going to undermine their crushing sector. That Argentine crushing sector is also going to face a lot more challenges from U.S. soybean meal that's moving into the market at what I would call market clearing prices, because if we produce it and we don't consume it, we got to export it, and we export it at whatever price it takes to get rid of it.
Bay says a greater meal supply would encourage global demand.
I mean, they're horrendous rains. I've seen pictures of farms that stretch for miles from the top of a leg in an elevator, and then this year you look at them and absolutely all of it's under at least 3 or 4 feet of water. So they've lost all those beans. They've got grain bins down there that burst one crushing plant down in that area. Got so much water they lost 100,000 tons of soybeans, but busted out the side of the bins from getting wet, whatever. So that's probably a 2 to 3 million ton loss in Rio Grande do Sul. Both of them are.
Last Friday's WASDE report showed global soybean carryout growing to over 128 million metric tons. Bays says the Argentine soy crop is bigger this year, but Brazilian production will be trimmed due to flooding in the south. At AgriPulse.com, you can read Steve Davis' story on Bayer's latest earnings report. The company's earnings declined in the first quarter due to lower sales in crop protection, including a significant decline in the value of glyphosate-based product sales. Glyphosate-based herbicide sales were down 6% as prices fell to align with generics. Volume, however, rose 49% to partially offset the drop in sales. Overall, the company reported a decline from $4.87 billion in earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization in last year's first quarter to $4.76 billion this year. That's a drop of 1.3%. Bayer said the results were in line with projections but lowered their expectations for the rest of the fiscal year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.